What is teamwork? Here at True Balance Karate in Downers Grove, Illinois, we have a social emotional learning program called True Character. I'm Master H, the owner and chief instructor here at the studio. I have two master's degrees in education, and we've developed this curriculum to meet the needs of our youngest students, who are 3 or 4, and our oldest student, who is 86. And this month, we are talking about teamwork. I work with others positively to reach our goals. Our goals, right? So when we're talking about teamwork, we're talking about what the whole group is trying to accomplish. And sometimes it's helpful for younger kids to understand what teamwork isn't so that they can see what teamwork is. And what teamwork isn't is going it alone, trying to do it all yourself, being inconsiderate and unkind, being disrespectful, saying no when somebody asks you for help. That's all what teamwork isn't. What teamwork is the opposite of that. Somebody asks you for help, you're like, sure. You see somebody struggling with something and you just offer assistance. And you're respectful, you're kind, you're aware. All of those attributes feed into people who are part of teams. And one of the things that we also talk about is the fact that there are many, many different types of teams, right? Many different types of teams. One of the most common teams that all of the kids can understand is that their family is a team. They all work together to get ready for a party or clean the house or set the table for dinner, right? They all have to work together. If one person doesn't do their part, the other people have to help and pick up the slack until they get back with the program and are helpful as part of member, as a member of the team. So being kind to each other is an important role in the family teamwork dynamic. Parts of different sports, they all understand that sports have teams, right? You might follow your favorite football team or baseball team or basketball team or whatever sport you're into, and you can recognize that they're all working together for the end goal, whether that's the offense or defense, whether they're trying to score or not. They all have the same goal in mind, and they all have a role to play within that team. And then you've got your team at school, right? Your classroom is a team. How you guys work together to help each other understand the lesson is part of the team that goes on. Same thing with adults. Our colleagues at work are all part of our team. We're all working together to the same end goal, whether that's whatever project you're working on or whatnot. You have the same end goal. And so when we're talking about teamwork, we're talking about being positive with our fellow team members and all having the same goal in mind. And it's helpful to make sure that you have positive conversations like, what is the goal we're trying to achieve right now? It's helpful to be respectful of each other's space as well as time, so that we don't make everything else an emergency on them, but we are working together so that things are done in a good, consistent work schedule rather than waiting until the last minute and rushing to finish something up at that point. And then it's a matter of having your ears open and being an active listener. A good team member is not just sharing, but also listening and taking in that information. So when we're talking about teamwork, we're talking about having all of these kinds of positive interactions to go along with the group goal and working to make sure that we achieve it. So this month, as we're talking about teamwork, we're going to talk about more with regards to our strengths and our weaknesses, successes and failures as a team, different things that play a role in those types of things. Thanks, and I'll see you on the mat.